Okay, let's talk some sports now. John U. Bacon, Michigan Radio sports commentator, is here. Hey, Bacon.
Hey, Zoster.
So, Brady Hoke, University of Michigan football coach. What is going on?
Well, on the field, it's not been much fun for the Wolverines, of course. They've lost 8 of their last 12, and their 4 wins are over teams like Appalachian State and Miami of Ohio, not Florida, which had an 18-game losing streak going into that game. So on the field, it's not much fun. I would say off the field, it might be less fun, where the stands are increasingly empty. And, of course, Michigan football this week was embarrassed by one of my former students, Alejandro Zuniga, who tweeted the offer, of course, the famous offer now from Coca-Cola. You can get 2 free tickets to Minnesota game this weekend if you buy 2 Cokes, 2 Sprites, or 2 Diet Cokes, etc. Only 2 total. So.
Right, so they did the math. It was like you could get 2 Coke products, so that'd be about $3. The tickets were each $75. So you were basically paying $3 for $150 worth of tickets.
Which Alejandro did the math, and God bless him for this, 98% discount. That's a good deal.
I'd take it. So what is going on here, John? I mean, what does that tell you?
It tells you that it's not that the team on the field that's in trouble. It's the team off the field that's really in trouble. That keep in mind that, look, Bo went 6-6 in 84. Lloyd Carr and Gary Moore together went 8-4 for 4 straight years. Lloyd Carr went 7-5 in 05. Rich Rodriguez went 3-9, 5-7, 7-6. And 7-6 was his best record. That's Brady Hoke's worst record last year. Through all those seasons, the season tickets sold out in January, and you had a very robust wait list. So it's not just the record. People will confuse this, I think, that the streak of attendance, which goes back since 1975, I believe it's 254 games total now, of 100,000 fans or more for all these games, it has survived recessions, the worst one, of course, in 08-09 when the team was not very good. It's not the economy, stupid, as we say. It is not even the team on the field.
Well, and this is what's so crazy is what I'm noticing, at least after games. I mean, yes, people are talking about these big losses, as we've been talking about. But what I'm hearing, which I never remembered hearing, is, okay, well, how many people were there? Do we know how many people were in the stands? I mean, since when did that become part of U of M football, was talk of attendance? I mean, it used to be, we broke the record. We broke the record again. And now what we're hearing is people just talk about how many people were showing up.
And how they calculate this and all the rest. It's a bit of, I think, voodoo math, but who knows? Yeah, that's become a topic du jour, of course. I think it's seen, rightly or wrongly, as a knell for the not just the team, but the program.
Yeah.
That if that streak is broken, then that's a sign that something bigger is broken, which it might be.
And what is that bigger thing, then?
The bigger thing is, right now, the fans' discontent. I always often joke, by the way, that Michigan fans are not happy unless they're not happy. They will find something to complain about. I recall years ago on my sports talk show, which is not the station, of course, that Michigan had beaten Notre Dame 38-0. There was a ranked Notre Dame team. It was a dominant performance. It was an unbelievably good game. And we said as a joke Sunday morning, okay, Michigan fans, what can you possibly complain about?
Right.
Well, they filled 2 hours.
Of course. Right, then it wasn't 60-0.
Exactly.
Or the fact that there was that 10-yard run in the second quarter.
And worrying about the backup quarterback. And so that's the normally stand. However, what I'm seeing now, and Lord knows, and I have been one of these, of course, Michigan fans can complain about almost anything. But it must be said, what I'm seeing now is not them being unhappy about being unhappy.
Yeah.
I see them upset that they're not upset. I see them alarmed by their lack of alarm.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing now is something I've not seen before, Zoe, and that is indifference. People shrugging, leaving the stadium, going ho-hum. That's where things are now.
And how damaging is that then to the brand?
To borrow the parlance of the day, of course, there you go. I would say very, because look, you know, the old Hallmark cliche, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. I mean, Michigan fans could get angry. They could get upset. A loss might ruin your week. It's even sadder, I suppose, if I'm running that operation, that they're not upset, that they're accepting this as their lot in life, and they're getting kind of bored. It is telling. And look, also, the real problem for me is not, as I'm looking at this, is not this week, next week, how the team's doing, what about the streak and so on. It's 5 years out down the road, 10 years down the road. This budget has boomed from about $100 million 4 years ago when the new athletic director, Dave Brandon, took over, to about $150 million now. A 50% increase in revenues and budget is alarming to any division at the University of Michigan, I would say. More so if you just realize that the guys you're selling tickets to don't want them anymore, it seems. You can't give these things away, literally. And now if you're a season ticket holder and you paid $3,000 or $4,000 for your 4 tickets, you're sitting next to a guy who bought 2 Sprites.
You're feeling like you didn't quite get it.
Michigan fans may be irrational, but they're not stupid. And I think this is not going to go over well with those kind of people. So how can you possibly come back next year with a straight face and say, oh, yeah, for you, it's still $4,000. It's not going to fly.
So, John, the question is then, what needs to change? Will it change?
Two good questions. The direction has got to change. It's not just where you're going. It's not just where you are. It's where you're going, of course. And 4-8 the last 12 games, the team has got to turn it around. I think they probably will. They're a better team than they're showing so far. Minnesota's not that great, so we'll see what happens.
Well, and just in the last minute we have, as you said, Minnesota, U of M playing for the little brown jug on Saturday. What are you going to be watching for?
Just to see them get their offense going. The offense has not scored a touchdown in their last two games against serious opponents, Notre Dame and Utah. So they got to score some points. Little fun fact for you, Zoe. The little brown jug is neither little nor brown. It was the big pink jug, but no one wants to play for that. I think it was named, by the way, for a song called Little Brown Jug by a guy named Joseph Winter in 1869, which celebrates alcoholism. Go ahead and look it up.
Only you, John Bacon. This is why we bring you on stateside.
Little fun fact for you. There you go.
John U. Bacon, sports commentator for Michigan Radio. Thanks so much.
Zoe, always a pleasure.